Hello, and welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today's contributor is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Deborah Hipsch, from San Juan Capistrano, California.
Jane Goodall once exclaimed, right in the middle of an interview, "Hello, seagulls!" A flock of birds was flying overhead. She was obviously acutely attuned to the evidences of nature around her while she was having a conversation with a reporter. It spurred me to ask myself, how well am I attuned to the signs of good around me, which I understand to be the presence of God? One thing that's helped me be more aware is to say, "Thank you, God," frequently during the day. Anytime I see good, I try to remember to say, "Thank you, Father." When I'm grateful for something accomplished, "Thank you, Father." As I do, I find more and more reasons to thank God for God's goodness in my life. And it changes things. One compelling example of this from Jesus' ministry is when he thanked God for hearing him and his prayer before restoring Lazarus to life, before the actual healing. Mary Baker Eddy, expanding on the power of gratitude, wrote in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have and thus be fitted to receive more. The more good we recognize, the more we will see. At the same time, the challenges we're facing will seem smaller." Once I was in a dark and difficult place. As I struggled to get free, every time my little cockatiel sang, which he did often, I thanked God for this evidence of God's presence. Soon I was free. Gratitude opened the way for healing. Because gratitude aligns our thinking with the divine source of all good, God, expressing gratitude is like opening the curtains to allow the light to pour in. As the light comes in, the darkness fades. The reality of our true spiritual being becomes more evident than anything else. We celebrate Thanksgiving to express our gratitude for the good we've received. We can extend the feeling of that day by finding more and more opportunities to say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, Father."
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.